With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking again today at the situation in Afghanistan, 1 year on from the US-led international military withdrawal that ended 20 years of US presence on Afghan soil. We heard yesterday about the growing humanitarian crisis in the country, where food insecurity threatens millions of people and the real possibility of famines is looming. But Jim Lindsay of the Council on Foreign Relations says resolving those problems will not be easy.
Afghanistan's woes, of course, are happening in the midst of a rise in demand around the globe for humanitarian relief resources. And a lot of attention right now is on Ukraine, which is absorbing a lot of particularly Western aid. It's not obvious that there's a lot of money out there that's going to come to Afghanistan, even if the Taliban had been cooperating. This has led calls for the United States to relax its sanctions and to unfreeze those Afghan government reserves. The argument here is that these penalties are unnecessarily punitive. They're punishing ordinary Afghans. The United States' response is we don't want our money to go to fund the Taliban. So it is a dire situation with no easy or simple solutions.
And earlier this month, the UN called the need for humanitarian assistance in Afghanistan a tragic reality that will continue until a functioning economy there is restored. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.